Nairobi's next generation music producers and artists speak out.
It's a tough place. We're still a developing country. We have a lot of stuff to deal with. But for producers and artists, we work in isolation. Having to work in isolation has its own problems. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of secrecy. To take your own path, you have to be really silent with what you're doing, because there are a lot of naysayers. First of all, they'd ask you, why? Like, what's over there? What are you going to find over there? And that would make you question your own journey. It takes a lot of courage because you don't know what you'll find. Personally, as an artist, we usually take the roles people don't want to take, especially the psychological roles. So if you've embraced that role, then it's good to just go on. There's no, there's no barrier.
So these are the 10 answers why I love music. One, as a kid, I used to love the attention. I still do. Yeah. Two, I've always been good with words. Since as a youngin', when I used to do like public speaking in school, my mom used to be so proud of that. And entertainment. I love entertainment. That's number three. I love entertainment, like entertaining people. The other one is just, I want to get by, like, you know. There are not many opportunities in Kenya that we are provided with, you know. So if you can find something that you're good at and you can find a way to capitalize on it, that's what I did.
In Kenya, there's a lot of pressure from generally all sides, because culture here, parents are so against music or people following their passion. Going to school and getting a regular job, that's basically the routine which every parent strives for their children to achieve.
Yeah, I'm gonna go straight in and say this is about being a woman. Several times in my life, I have been told that I can't do things, certain things, or should do certain things because I'm a girl, you know? It has been told to me in those words, because you're a girl. Thinking with your own mind, going after your own life, you know? A lot of men in this society want to keep them to themselves or doing what they want women to do, but not what women want to do. Even growing up, you're not even given the chance to explore your choice, you know? You are just told this is what you do. It's just controlling, you know? Men have the privilege of exploring and exercising that choice, you know? So you also grow up internalizing all these things. It takes a lot to gain these skills that men are taught from such a young age, you know? It's a lot of training yourself now who you want to be. Did I answer your question? I feel like I keep going. Yeah.
Face the world right now. Can't face the world right now.
This is Kenya we're living in. Kenya is like a no joke country. It's like corrupt country. Like bad leadership. It's just messed up. Nairobi has messed me up. Nairobi is a hard place to live in. I don't think we are a Christian nation. Kenya is a prostitution nation. The first people who owned houses in Nairobi, they were like sex workers. Nairobi was built like through prostitution. Yeah. What maybe happens at night in Nairobi, you'll see cops, you'll see prostitutes or sex workers, you'll see, I don't know, like people, like drunkards.
I'm angry. Oh yes, I'm angry. I'm angry. You still asking if I'm angry? Oh yes, I'm angry.
Four AM, 4:30, that's when I'm usually up. Take my coffee because that's always very important. And then after that, open up my laptop, my headphones, and I'll sit there for like 3 hours to 4 hours. Just sometimes you just wake up and it's like you were dreaming this melodies in your head.
Coming from a poor background, maybe coming from the slums. Thing is, first of all, like, if you're the smartest kid in the family, everyone puts their hope on you. So you're not really working only for yourself. You're working for your mom, you're working for your brothers, you're working for your sisters. Not an easy thing, and especially if you're talented, there's more that is put on you. You can't say no to it, and you also can't say yes to it. Always walking on a tightrope.
The thing with the world right now, there's a lot of pressure when it comes to the male side, the male gender. There's really, really a lot of pressure that isn't really being spoken about. People expect you to be this person and they give you qualities they expect you to have. But it's difficult to live in a place where people expect the 100% from you and you're just human, you know? There's one that I really get a lot. You don't have to show emotion. You have to be tough. You have to be the rock even when you really aren't able to be the rock. Yeah. You have to be the person to make the decisions, you know. Like basically everything in life relies on you. And you're just one human being. You can only take so much. Yeah.
I think the best word you can use is frustrating. You can be book smart. You can be street smart. Most kids are book smart. And then you find a kid cannot even afford an exercise book. I've grown up with like a couple of them. I've seen where they've ended up. Even from my childhood, we have like, I think, 3 friends who've just remained. Most of them were super smart, but after you finish high school, that's it. Most of them died because of violence. Some of them are still in prison, you know. Opportunity not for everyone. people decide to do other things because of pressure, maybe just they're in a vulnerable position. Because if your mom can afford to, or your dad can afford to pay for you, like university, or get you an apartment, or even food, I'm pretty sure even in your right mind, most of the guys, they sought for violence or just stealing or anything. So it's always just frustrating. It's really frustrating. And the inequality in Kenya is just super absurd, you know.
An artist is a very sensitive type of human being. You can mess with a person like this and have them completely depressed, suicidal, wanting to end everything in their lives. It's all about dominance, control, power. This industry has potential to make money. So a lot of people don't really care about the women that they're working with. That's why they feel like they can, you know, take advantage of them like this.
The artists I know, they die from depression, from drinking. Everybody's depressed. Even me, I'm depressed right now. Everybody's depressed.
Not in your way. Not in your way. From the beginning of trying to make a career for myself in Nairobi, there have been people, men specifically, holding me back, you know. They were not releasing my music, saying it wasn't good enough. Not in your way. Not in your way. Not in your way.
Normal day for me is waking up at 4 a.m. to come to school because I have to be at the bus stop at 5:30 and take a 2-hour bus trip from Thika, a town away from where I study at the University of Nairobi. get to school, I have an hour and a half before class where I just am online researching anything really of interest or listening to music. Sound is more than a canvas. Sound for me is, it's like how energy is. Like sound is a reason, is one of the elements that makes us exist. Because sound is made of vibrations. And everything on this universe has vibration. Whether it's dead or alive, it still has vibration. So I feel like sound is part of our existence. Then get to class, maybe one class or two classes. Then in the evening, if there's a free event in town, an artistic free event, I'll pop in for some time. Then head back home, and the day goes the same way again, again, and again. The whole point of life is experiencing life. Just going through whatever comes your way. If you are going through something dark, just go through it. It's part of life. If you're going through a happy phase in life, go through it. It's part of life. If you're going through a very slow phase in life, nothing has happening, nothing is coming through, nothing is going bad or right, good, just go through it, that's life. I feel like that's the reason why we're here on earth. Just to go through life and experience it. There's a reason why you'll spend 70 years on earth, not 2 years on earth. Because those extra 68 years are meant to be experienced. Otherwise, you'll have just died as you were born. Immediately you're born, you just die. Yeah. As long as I experience life, I'm okay. I have no problem with where I am right now.
Hey, hey, Blinky Bill, you'll never find him standing still. Life is pretty boring till you've met Blinky Bill. This is a fucked up society. But there's examples of artists who are doing well. And when I see Kenyans who are exceptional, they're really exceptional by any standard. That keeps me motivated that there's people who've not lost complete faith.
I think I always liked the sound of music more than the music of music. I think about things maybe too much. My productions, my work, and even what I see in the future, all of it, I think I would call it serious. I think I'm a fun person, but my work, I don't approach it from a fun point of view. We launched this in November last year. It's an audio archive of the soundscapes of Nairobi. You can access it at soundofnairobi.net. You can listen to recordings we've been taking of the sounds of different parts of Nairobi at different times. Hopefully, 20 years down the road, you can trace Nairobi's history and changes and so on just by listening to an audio archive. But part of the work is to provide sounds for people to use in their own productions and so on. We want to represent the experience of being a Nairobian now. and maybe in the future.
Sound is important. Sound is important for me as an artist because I actually use quite a bit of sound to tell me where I am in the day, markers of sound. So we have the roosters that crow in the morning. We have particular birds that chirp at particular times of the day. There's a bird at 6 a.m., which you hear. Between 5:45 and 6 a.m., you know if you hear those birds, then it's time to wake up. There's also a night bird that chirps at 6 p.m. as well, that tells you that the day has ended. I think sound in the past, at least here in Kenya, has been used as a way of transmitting history, learning, culture, because we tended to be a very oral-based culture where it came to the transmission of knowledge. Very little was actually written down.
I want to make something different. By just being myself, I've been able to tour the world. I've been able to take care of my family. I've been able to be in rooms where great conversation and great music is being made. If I was a chef, like, if this is the meal I've made today, you guys will eat it. If you don't like it, there's other chefs you could go to. But if you're tuning into my wavelength, this is what I have for today.
Kamaru, Joseph Kamaru, KMRU, in my workspace, my studio, my safe space in Rongai, 2:36 p.m. on the 24th of February in Nairobi. This is my space. I'm usually just here. I wake up and come to my desk. Yeah. On the 24th of February. A typical day. Maybe on a Tuesday. First thing, I usually check my emails. I'm a very maily person and I clear all the mails I have to finish by morning when I wake up. And from there, I just like get to the order of the day if I'm working on projects or if I'm out in the field recording something. Yeah. This is my space. I'm usually just here. I wake up and come to my desk. Yeah. Yeah. 2:36 p.m. I don't sort of picture it like, yeah, as a job where I perform, I get money. It's more of expressing what I'm feeling and being authentic and being honest with myself. And I feel that it's one of the really important factors that people or musicians or all creatives just to be honest as they express themselves. It's a struggle to try and be authentic or like, yeah, this is me and this is what I'm going to showcase to you.
Live a life of the music.
Leaving this bedroom and traveling, and a festival books me just by writing them an email and showcasing my work is really
the music.
Like motivating to people that, yeah, you can push and do your stuff and get bookings and get paid. Yeah,
live a life of the music.
Book smart, street smart. Book smart, you can be street smart. You can be book smart. You can be book smart. Street smart. Book smart. You can be street smart. You can be book smart. You can be.
You are going through something dark. Just go through it. It's part of life. If you're going through a happy phase in life, go through it. It's part of life.
Book smart, street smart. Book smart, you can be street smart. You can be book smart, you can be book smart, street smart.
There was a group that we had formed 2 years ago called Femme Electronique. I was inducted into Femme Electronique through DJ Rachel from Uganda. And we decided to do a production workshop in Nairobi. Berklee College, they have a free Ableton producing workshop online, and you can do a couple of classes, make some music with the available software, the free one, the one you use for the trial run. And then through this other artist, Kamaru, I'm sure you've met Kamaru, they put together the proposal, sent it to Ableton, sent them the work we did, and they were so impressed, they gave us free software.
Because you can't change a scene on your own. It has to come like from a community. And that's also what we're trying to push with the Ableton workshops. There's only 3 African countries that have these workshops going on officially. Nairobi is part of the list now. There's South Africa and Nigeria. So even in terms of music, you know, when people look at Africa, that's kind of how they'd like rank. So, I mean, we just pretty much decided to come do this thing because we felt there's people who wanted to get their way around like Ableton, and it was mainly just a platform for networking and sharing knowledge. We thought it would suit the people here.
We just had a house and a living room and 2 pairs of speakers and a screen where we invite people and just talk and share ideas which we have. To like write compositions which can speak louder.
We have to work with what we have, knowing that the world is your oyster, knowing that there's huge budgets on the other side of the ocean, right? So that's the biggest challenge, being in Kenya. So that's the biggest challenge, being in Kenya. Staying inspired and not feeling jaded. Staying inspired and not feeling jaded. They're not like feeling like, oh, poor me, I don't have the budgets, I don't have the record labels or whatever. It's like, whatever. Oh, poor me, I don't have the budgets, I don't have the record labels. Whatever. Whatever. I'm trying to put that just away. I'm trying to make art. Yeah. It's not easy, but yeah. But yeah.
yeah, this is new Nairobi, it's a new age. We're taking back the shackles from the gatekeepers, and we now care about the community and the culture and progression. We are the new generation, we care about our country, we care about the scene, and we're going to help each other grow. And you know, like how people say New Africa and all those things.
I feel like artists can bring change to a society. Someone said artists are like God's messengers. So it's like, you know, there's this thing inside you as an artist sometimes, like it's like a sixth sense, you know. It's connected to your greater goal. So I feel like every artist should listen to that little voice inside them as well, just that tells them, okay, do that, but also be cautious of this, or just whatever the voice tells you sometimes, it's good to listen, because that voice is the voice of change.
Nairobi's next generation music producers and artists speak out. Directed by Thomas Burkhalter. Co-produced by Norient and Gote Institute. Featuring...
Hi, my name is Mr. Lu, and I've been spending most of the time in the pandemic creating and learning new things, if not hanging with my cat.
Hey, this is Jinko from Nairobi, Kenya, and I have been spending my time in this pandemic creating music. I think it's also given me a lot of time to perfect my craft, and that's what I have been doing.
Hey, I'm Baby Elephant. The pandemic is boring for me and for Kenya.
My name is Janice Iche, and this lockdown period for me has been about patience and imagining and strategizing new ways of being in this world.
Hi, I'm Butrus, and I spend my time with my brothers and my studio.
Hi, my name is Wamboi Kamiru Kolimo. I'm an artist from Kenya, and I'm spending my lockdown writing a book about Mau Mau and Kenyan history.
I am Manchild. I spend my time during lockdown with...
My name is Munyasia. I spend my time during this corona period making music.
I am Kamwangi Njoe. I spend my time during lockdown with music, poetry, my wife and kid.
I'm Hitman Kat, and I'm dealing with the pandemic by social distancing and wearing protective masks.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I spend my time during lockdown with good music and good people. Love from Kenya.
This is DJ Ra from Nairobi, Kenya. And the pandemic for me has been a time to reflect, think about the future of humanity, our place in the history of the earth.
Hi, I'm Coco M from Nairobi, Kenya. During this pandemic, I've had a lot of time to reflect on myself and to shift focus from the work that pushes me to the people who are closest and dearest to me, as well as to my immediate community. It has been a financially tough time, but a necessary break from the non-stop hectic work lifestyle.
I don't know how many weeks I've been in isolation. I stopped counting, but it's from March 16th, since I came back from Montreal.